This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Gary about ED, erectile dysfunction, and he's saying, I'm now thinking about dating, and if I'm having trouble with erectile dysfunction when I masturbate, am I going to have trouble in a relationship? And I'm saying, well, it depends on what's causing the difficulty, whether if it's organic, then yeah. If it's psychological, then not necessarily. If it's some kind of combination, which to a certain extent, that's really what we're talking about, Gary, the combination of low testosterone, which seems to have been dealt with, kind of the psychological burden of saying, gee, I've had a problem in the past, and third of all, feeling that, you know, that fantasy is not all that stimulating. So what I would do, as I said, is I would treat this as at least a two-part kind of problem. Number one, if I would wait till the spirit moved me in terms of masturbation. So rather than thinking, okay, well, it's been 10 days or I need to see if this is workable, wait. And the waiting may be dependent on you've seen a sexy movie or you've, I don't think you should view this as like brushing your teeth. That this is something that just needs to be done to stay healthy. I wouldn't do it that way at all. I would just sort of allow the feelings to kind of either build up or not, but rather than sort of putting yourself back in the same routine, which hasn't been very viable. And I would do the same thing in a relationship, but understanding that, that as long as you explain to the woman that you are, you know, that you think she's great, you think she's sexy, that I think almost all the problems between men and women can really be solved if men are willing to be honest about what they're feeling and women are willing to be honest. The problem quite often is that when men have erectile problems, that the woman feels it's because she's not sexy enough or she's too heavy or she's too skinny or whatever. And quite often the man, rather than taking responsibility and saying, look, it's not you, this has been a problem, and figuring out other ways to show his, you know, his interest in the woman or his appreciation for her or whatever, then he's perfectly willing to blame her too. And I think that creates not only problems in the relationship, but a burden for you psychologically. So, you know, what I would do is and understand, as long as you seem attentive, as long as you're perfectly willing to be honest with her about what's going on, to let things kind of take a natural course. And look, remember that sex is only a way of feeling close to somebody, that it has no inherent value other than procreation, which presumably neither of you are particularly interested in at this moment. So it's just about giving and receiving pleasure. So, you know, then let's assume worst case scenario that you're going to have an erectile problem. That doesn't mean you can't be sexual. It doesn't mean you can't please her. It doesn't mean she can't please you. So rather than sort of make everything dependent on an erect penis, which I think is unwise for a whole lot of reasons, I would just let the home team kind of let some energy build up there and see what happens. And for the away team, the same thing. And just see where you get. But understand, worst case scenario, that there really is a functional problem here, doesn't mean the two of you can't have a perfectly good relationship, including a sexual relationship.
Well, thank you so much with a direct answer to a direct question. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck. All right?
Thank you.
Also wouldn't talk about this hugely until both of you are kind of ready to talk about it, which also means that, you know, you can play kissy face, you can hug, and quite often, you know, there was one of the sort of cooler things that the guy ever said to me is he said, look, I don't want this to be hit and run, that I'm very attracted to you, but I really am perfectly willing to wait till both of us are ready. And I thought that was a very cool way of reassuring me that there was interest there, but not putting any pressure really on either of us, either on me or on him. And so I think just saying, look, I really enjoy being with you. I'm really having a good time. I'm making a date for the next time you see each other before the two of you leave each other. And at some point, if it becomes an issue, that you're allowed to talk about it with your clothes on, and that there are lots of ways of being manly and sexual that don't require an erect penis.
All right. That's all good advice. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-3-7569, which is 855-99. For those of you who love letters rather than numbers, it's 855-99-DR-JOY, which is the first time in my entire career that I've actually had a vanity number. We love it. It's my name. There you go. But someone called up and said, I don't know how to do that. So, all right, I just have a quick... Someone just sent me this, and I thought I would share it with you. And don't worry, I will get to theater today. All right, Alexis Mechanic was removing a cylinder head from the motor of an LS-460 when he spotted a well-known cardiologist in a shop. The cardiologist was there waiting for the service manager to come and take a look at his car when the mechanic shouted across the garage, hey, Doc, want to take a look at this? The cardiologist, a bit surprised, walked over to where the mechanic was working. The mechanic straightened up, wiped his hands on a rag, and asked, so, Doc, look at this engine. I opened its heart, took the valves out, repaired to replace anything damaged, and then put everything back in, and when I finished, it worked just like new. So how is it that I make $48,000 a year, and you make $1.7 million when you and I are doing basically the same work? The cardiologist paused, leaned over, and whispered to the mechanic, try doing it with the engine running. Isn't that a good one? Did you like
good.
That?
That's really
I like
good.
That, too. Yeah. So that was pretty cute. All righty. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, I thought we'd talk about a little bit this hour, and I will get to theater because there are two theater things I want to review for you, is something we put up on Facebook. I can't remember if we put it up this week or the end of last week. And we had talked a little bit about driving today and my chauvinism. We talked about stupid things on the highway yesterday. The stupidest thing you'd ever seen on the road. And this one, we really put up for a different reason, but we hadn't actually gotten to it, which is a man filmed a fatal crash instead of helping. What would you have done? What should the police have done? They actually bagged him and charged him with, I can't remember, let's see what they actually charged him with, because there were, it was two teenagers, and one of them died, and the police just sort of felt like that they he's facing a charge of vehicular trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. But people were, they said, we searched to try to find anything to charge him with. He was charged for entering a crime scene, but not for filming, which was unfolding there, for trying to peddle the footage to news organizations. It's not a crime to stick a camera where a kid is dying or try to sell it. Maybe it should be. After a Honda sedan flew over the railroad tracks and crashed into a house Monday, he filmed the aftermath on his cell phone's camera. The crash happened in Lorain, Ohio, which is 30 miles from Cleveland, which was in our news today. Others who were in the area tried to help get to the teens, but Pelton didn't offer any assistance. He went right in after the crash before the rescuers or the police arrived. You could hear him in the voice referring to the boys trapped in the car as idiots. I mean, geez. He opened a back door, leaning to film the boys, and then walked around to the front door as he continued recording. At no time did he try to help either of the boys, the report said. The kids were both 17. One died in an Ohio hospital. The condition of the other victim wasn't known. He posted the video to Facebook and tried later to sell it to TV stations. She said she was trying to help the victims when she saw him filming. To take that video and put it on Facebook, it just shows you have no principles. It's disgusting. So there you go. He said he was sorry. I want to offer a public apology to the family, the kids got injured or deceased. I never intended it to be a video that came across as a gore video. I wanted to put the video out there so other kids could see it and learn from the mistake of speeding and driving recklessly. All right. apparently a station said he tried to sell it to us. All right, what would you do? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. So we were talking about what people's response were to the really kind of awful situation where a dude, I mean, As Maddie suggested, sort of reminds you of Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler, where this is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And sort of made a name for himself. Of he was this kind of creepy guy.
The only difference ran around. The only difference is that Jake Gyllenhaal's character didn't publicly apologize in that movie.
No, he didn't. He also got hired by the TV station and
right.
sort of sexy Rene Russo and became a celebrity. And this guy apparently, he said, you know, he only did it to warn people. He clearly got some coaching from somebody who said people are not really all that amused with you. And he said he never tried to sell it, but, one of the TV stations said, wrong, he's lying to you. I mean, look, at least he recanted. You figure that it's better for people at some point to sort of rethink what they did as opposed to continue being complete jerks. All right, so let's hear what it said. What would you have done and what should the police have done? So let's hear what people say.
Well, we'll start with Sarah. Sarah didn't really elaborate on what she would have done. She just said, what a horrible person.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that.
Irene says, sadly, I think reality TV and lawsuits have stripped us of basic decency, and it's disgusting. I've caught a lot of grief because I'm a born helper, but it's who I am. Not everyone is so blessed. Not sure moral outrage, no matter how heartfelt or justified, warrants an arrest.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's a legitimate point that this guy is a jerk, but do we really want the police involved in public morality? And there's an interesting story from yesterday, which I think Manny found, that said a black police officer ended up protecting a guy from the Ku Klux Klan. And when asked about it, he said, look, that's my job. And to a certain extent, I think that's really how we want the police behaving. Independent of their personal feelings, we want them to follow the rules. Because otherwise, it's chaos. And so to a certain extent, I mean, you understand, because there's a gut response of, geez, Louise, I mean, this is not a way for human beings to act. But should it be the police's responsibility to enforce morality as opposed to laws? And the point is well taken. I mean, there's a part of you that thinks, yeah, you know, let's nail his little stupid, you know, fingers to the whatever. But there's another part. I think yours is a very well-reasoned thought, which is, that morality and legality are not the same. And I think what we want the police enforcing is legality, not morality. And I think they should have publicized it, which they clearly did. And I think they should have said, and the police officer is quoted as saying, look, it's not illegal to do this. It's just disgusting. And I think that's okay. But, and finding something to charge him with, there is a sense of outrage about it. But, again, do we really want the police to be the enforcers of moral code? And I would argue we do not. It's a slippery slope. Good point.
Genevieve says, I believe my immediate instinct would be to help immediately.
One hopes. Yeah, there. I mean, and the Good Samaritan rules have changed significantly. I'm trying to remember of one of the things where I got in trouble for helping somebody. I'm just trying to remember. It was fairly recently. I don't remember what it was, but I mean, it still doesn't stop you. I mean, you do. You know, we were talking about this the other day. You do what's right, not because of fear of retribution, which I suppose is punishment, or even reward. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Because how else do you run your life? The only person you absolutely have to answer to every day of your life, every second of your life, is yourself. And if you can't look yourself in the mirror, you got a real problem, Houston. And if you can, everything else is going to be okay. So I think, you know, that's how we have to run our lives. And the issue about reward or punishment then has to be a very secondary kind of issue. Because I've done things in my life that I thought, you know, they were real mistakes and somehow got applauded for them. That's weird. I've also done things that I thought, excuse me, were really positive and got booed for them. Excuse me. So I think given the fact you don't always know other people's responses, that the only response that you can be sure of, the only thing that you have to really count on is your own response, your own sense of right and wrong. And if you can't do that, then I think sunk.
All right, what else we got?
Bethany says, anybody with a shred of compassion would have helped.
Well, or at least, yes, sort of comforted somebody, because, I mean, what you hope is that if the issue for most people is not dying, it's dying alone. And with two 17-year-olds, you feel like going and holding their hand or just talking to them, being calm with them. And I don't think that's something everybody can do, to be quite honest. But if you can't do it, then you don't call them idiots and film them and then publicize the, I mean, if it was your brother or sister or kid, is that really what you'd want to do? Not to mention, I mean, a mom having to look at that or anybody having to look at it and saying, well, I was only doing it to warn people how, you know, how stupid it is. There are other ways of doing that. And you can certainly go in and talk about it someplace. But I question his motives. His apology sounded, a day late and a pound short. You know, I don't think that's what it was or not.
All right, last one here from Diane. Diane just says, basis of the Seinfeld finale. I'm not sure I remember the Seinfeld.
Well, they got put in jail, but yeah. I'm trying to remember. I did see it, and I don't think I'd ever seen the Seinfeld episode before that one.
Yeah.
And
I remember seeing it, but I was in like the eighth grade. I think it was like 98 when it happened.
I remember thinking, I don't get this. And the person whose house I was at said, that's very Seinfeldian.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what they did. And they all end up in jail because they should have done something else. Somebody will call up and tell us exactly what happened in this.
Yeah.
All right. So the point being, again, you guys are just terrific about this, that you can, you know, the public outrage is one thing. Do we really want the police, sort of exploring their own personal feelings in the enforcement of their duties? I think the answer is we do not. What can I tell you? Maybe I should go, and I'll tell you what, over the break, because we'll take a little bit of a break here, I'll see if I can't find the story from yesterday about the Africa, you know, although I think the headline actually said black officer assisting somebody in the Ku Klux Klan when they asked him about it, saying I was just doing his job. And, I think that's the right attitude. That's what you want, is somebody who doesn't bring his own agenda into his job. Which is getting, less and less frequent an issue in America. Everybody seems to think that their personal, whether we're talking about a news broadcast or anything else, is that, there really needs to be some level of professionalism, if not objectivity. There we go. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about the story about the police being as offended as everyone else with a Yahoo who was filming a car crash, a fatal car crash, in which two 17-year-olds, one was actually died and the other is was in critical condition. And instead of helping them or in any way offering them any comfort, he filmed it. And the police said, you know, we tried to figure out something to charge him with, and they ended up being a misdemeanor and vehicular trespass. And one of you folks responded and said, look, that's the police should not be looking for things to charge people with that are consistent with their own beliefs. And I think she's absolutely right. And as further confirmation of her point, which I think most of us might have overlooked in the passion of the moment, yesterday's headline said, black officer who helped KKK supporters says policing is helping people regardless of beliefs. Leroy Smith says he hopes viral photo of his actions during Ku Klux Klan rally in Columbia will be a catalyst against violence of Charleston shootings. He basically was helping a white man wearing a racist T-shirt. He said in the statement that the photo captured who we are in South Carolina and represents what law enforcement is all about, helping people regardless of the person's skin color, nationality, or beliefs. I consider myself like every other officer who was out there braving the heat on Saturday to preserve and protect. Interestingly enough, if you look at the picture, there is another clearly African-American hand, at least, pulling behind the barrier, sort of trying to come and help as well. The photo was taken by the governor's spokesman, shows Smith leading the unidentified man who was suffering from the heat to shade at the top of the statehouse steps to be treated by local emergency workers. The man has a swastika on his T-shirt. Charming. The photo shows just the hand of Black Columbia Fire Chief Aubrey Jenkins, who was also assisting the man. That's what I just referred to. I hope this photo will be a catalyst for people to work to overcome some of the hatred and violence we have seen in our country in recent weeks. The North Carolina-based Loyal White Knight to the KKK, a white supremacist group, scheduled a rally to protest the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the statehouse grounds a week earlier. State officials gave the group permission to rally on the opposite side of the building from where the flag flew on a 30-foot pole for the last 15 years. The flag was flown by troops supporting the secessionist pro-slavery southern states during the 1861 to 65 American Civil War. A Florida group affiliated with the New Black Panther Party was given permission to hold a rally on the side where a monument to Confederate soldiers still stands. The rallies overlapped and tensions escalated. I'm not sure I would have had them do it at the same time, but the Department of Public Safety estimated the crowd, including both groups and spectators, at roughly 2,000 people at its peak. Oh, come on. If you live in New York, that's less than, you know, are standing outside getting a popsicle. Sorry. Showmanism. Five people were arrested for assault and battery, disorderly conduct, or breach of the peace. Officers from six other state and local law enforcement agencies, in addition to the Department of Public Safety, were present for the dueling rallies. Haley called for the flag's removal, and the legislature voted to send it to a museum after nine parishioners of a historic black church in Charleston were killed, including its pastor, Senator Clementa Pinckney. A 21-year-old white man, whose name I will not mention because I will never mention perpetrators, is seen in photos with the Confederate flag, is charged with nine counts of murder, and will stand trial next July. So, good for Charleston, good for the police department, good for, you know, helping people whose beliefs you deplore, that sort of understanding you're doing your job. So, good on him, and good for, I guess, good for Charleston. I mean, there you go. All righty. We really actually have enough time to do DVDs here, do we not? I don't mean DVDs. I mean theater.
Theater.
We did. Yeah, we did DVDs yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think there was only one yesterday, right? One DVD yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And it was one that opened in theaters, so we had already actually seen it. But I reviewed it just because, but I didn't review it as a DVD, and so it is a DVD, so that's what I did. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to cue up Judy, or you want to just tell me? You want to get her, because you know she'll pout if we don't, you know, if we don't call her on her.
Let's fire up Judy right now.
Let's do it.
And Judy's not playing. I don't know why.
Okay, well, we're not going to worry about Judy because, you know, she's...
You next time, Judy.
Judy, don't worry. You know, we tried. You know, if you're not in your dressing room when you're supposed to be, you know, you're not on call. All right. Do you want to sing, Manny? Give my regards. Never mind. All right.
You know what? Let me try it now.
All right, here we go.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty. Thanks, Judy. I mean, she's such a diva. God forbid we don't put her on. You know, we'll never hear the end of it. All right, I have two plays. One is at Lincoln Center, which technically counts as off-Broadway. And the other is The Niederlander, which counts as Broadway. So we've got a little bit of everything going on this week. This is called Shows for Days. I don't know exactly why they called it that. I think it's an unwieldy title and kind of an unwieldy play, to be quite honest. It's got Michael Urie in it, who plays a young man who is kind of a memory play. He's going to explain to us how he got in the theater. It also stars, and basically he gets co-opted into being in a theater company that is run by Patti LuPone. And Patti LuPone is always fun to watch. And I mean, you talk about Broadway divas. If I put Patti LuPone and Judy Garland in, I don't know, in a SmackDown, man, that would be close. I don't know about that. And it's in two acts, and it's really interesting because I was sitting next to a fellow critic, and in theory, we're not supposed to compare notes, but, you know, we kind of do facial expressions and whatever. And he really liked the first act, which is kind of sitcom humor. It's entertaining. It really didn't mean very much. Patti LuPone gets to be a diva. She gets to change clothes on stage. It's all kind of one-liners, and we have a very large man who is clearly quite gay and kind of a queen and describes himself that way. We have a stage manager who is a co-owner with Patti, who is clearly plays for the other team. So we've got a huge number of stereotypes and kind of silly statements. We've got a leading lady who breaks into tears at the break, you know, at the opening of an envelope. And we've got Michael Urie. Now, Michael Urie is a very talented actor who was in Buyers and Sellers, the one-man show about Barbara Streisand's collection. So the first act, I thought, was really silly and didn't really mean anything. The second act is much more serious, and it's like two different plays that are jammed together. It's like you have two one acts. One is, okay, we're going to really entertain you, and it's not going to mean anything. And the other is, it's all of a sudden takes this veering into very serious category, and they don't really fit together very well. So my friend liked the first act because he thought it was silly, hated the second act. I liked the second act because at least it was about something, even though it didn't fit with the first act at all. So, I don't, you know, this one, it's worth seeing Patti, and it's worth seeing Michael Urie. I think the play doesn't work is the problem here. All right, Amazing Grace. Many of you know the story of this, John Newton, who is played by Josh Young, who's, all right, I've got enough time here. I'll just do it. All right, let me tell you, the story is the guy who wrote Amazing Grace, and I knew the story of Amazing Grace, many of you do as well, which is not only is a slave owner, but a slave trader who repented and wrote Amazing Grace. I once was blind, but now I see. I was once in chains, and now I'm free. And there are, like, I think, four or five verses. It turns out his father was a slave trader, and it turns out that the story that I knew isn't completely true, that he gets captured and becomes a slave in Africa because he's saved by his slave during a shipwreck. And instead of understanding and seeing this, you know, redemption, he becomes a slave trader in Africa. His father comes to find him. There's another shipwreck. And it's during that he sort of, because he's afraid he's going to die a second time, that supposedly he finds redemption. The good news about this is the opening scene with, which is done in shadows, I hate to do this. I hate to split a review, but I really want to tell you about the good news about this and what's the not so good news. So I'm going to tell you the rest of Amazing Grace. You can hum it along with me when I return in just a moment. All right. 855-993-7569. More of Amazing Grace when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so it took us a while to wake Judy up. I already told you about shows for days with Patti LuPone and Michael Urie. And I'm telling you about Amazing Grace. And I wanted to tell you about the opening scene. As I said, I knew the story, even though the story that I knew was a little different than what the... And this is a musical. Presents. All right, the opening scene is fantastic. It's done in shadows. And what it has is obviously African people doing these kind of lilting dances with their arms, looking languid and beautiful. And they're playing Amazing Grace. So of course, I mean, that's such an evocative song. And then the arms go from waving like curtains or, you know, flowers in the wind or whatever, to being enchained above their head, and they snap to it, and I think there's 5 or 6 figures, and it's extraordinary, because I mean your heart just breaks at that moment of here are these sort of placid, lovely, in tune with nature people are all of a sudden enslaved. Got it. Okay. The last scene is the male and female lead singing Amazing Grace. The slave of one of the of John Newton singing Amazing Grace by himself. Then the abolitionist doing it as a trio. Then the entire cast comes and sings Amazing Grace. Then during the curtain call, the entire cast sings, and then the audience stands up and sings with them. Fantastic. So the beginning and the end are both unbelievable. And Amazing Grace is just one of those songs that, I mean, it is just, you know, one of the most beloved songs in the world. There are 2.5 hours between the first Amazing Grace and the last Amazing Grace. There are several moments of real theater magic. One is at the end of the first act during the shipwreck, and where it depicts extraordinarily beautifully the slave saving his master. There is a wonderful musical moment when the abolitionists are all singing together. The costumes are terrific. The voices, including Tom Hewitt's, are wonderful. Everybody has a lovely voice. The music, I mean, it's 2.5 hours. It's too long. The story, you're slogging through it, that any of the energy that is generated by the opening scene, and it is energetic. I don't know what the problem is. It's a huge cast. There are like 20 people in the cast plus the orchestra. As I said, the costumes are terrific. The story is a great story, even though it gets so belabored here. And it's maybe you don't need all the details. I don't know what exactly the problems are. But it just didn't quite work. It may do okay just because the song is so beloved. It attracted a biracial audience, which is not that usual on Broadway, to have sort of equally divided. As I said, the voices are terrific. I'm not sure why it didn't work, because you really do feel like you're slogging through it. And there are a couple of truly magical moments. But I'd probably give it no more than like 3.5 stars, which is a shame, because I think a lot of people are really looking forward to it. The song itself is wonderful. The story is extraordinary. I don't know what else to tell you. At one point, John Newton watches, because he's saved, as I said, at the end of the first act. And so the beginning of the second act is that we have these fantastic African dancers, and it looks like something out of Lion King. And I don't know if they did that to be authentic, because we never saw these people dancing like that or dressed like that before. There are like 5 different subplots that we care nothing about. And I suppose part of it is giving each of these people a chance to kind of belt out their song, because there's some really wonderful voices. But I don't know if we have all this pageantry because somebody understood that there's nothing really going to go on here for a very long time, and there's nothing that's really gone on here for a very long time in the first act. But it just seems in a completely different show. And while it's fun to watch, it doesn't move the plot along. It doesn't help character development. I don't know. So, you know, as I said, there's some moments in this that are truly magical. But, you know, it's too long. It's too complicated. There are too many subplots, even though the material here has great potential. As I said, there are a couple of scenes that are wonderful. The story itself is great. I mean, who doesn't love Amazing Grace? All we needed was a couple of bagpipes, which you really don't need. I think they should have really gotten rid of a bunch of the subplots, even though they're wonderful voices, you just get lost in it, and you lose any of the emotional momentum that was generated. And the emotional momentum is generated, you know, people were wanting to love it, as I did. I, you know, really wanted to love it, because I knew the story of somebody who finds redemption. Who doesn't love stories about redemption? But, a little hard to know exactly why, except that it's too long and too many subplots, and it dissipates all its emotional energy. Too bad. Okay. More details at drjoy.com. All right. There are a couple of things that are going on today that we can report on tomorrow. One is that there's a huge rally in Times Square today about the Iran nuclear deal. There is fast food workers have a vote today on the $15 wage vote, which I suspect will go along. I think if they think that 2,000 people at a rally in Charleston is a lot, they're probably going to have probably 50,000 in Times Square today, which will disrupt the entire city, and it's hot. But hopefully, it will be peaceful. And, look, it's the American way that we show our support with our feet. And we do have freedom of speech. And so people will be very clear about what they think is important and what they think is not. And I suppose in one of those stories that you could not make up and no one would believe it, is that a man was hit by lightning and won the lottery in Canada. I mean... Doesn't that seem like that's literally lightning striking twice? He's outcome outrageous odds twice in his life, right? So he happened when he was struck by lightning when he was 14. You know who supposedly was struck by lightning three times and lived? Too young for you. I was too young as well, which was Adlai Stevenson, who ran for president against Eisenhower, but supposedly he was hit by lightning three times.
Three times?
Three times, supposedly. Survived all three of them.
Wow. How old was he?
I don't know how old he was when he was struck by them all three times. I don't know. We could probably check it out. But this guy's daughter was also struck by lightning. Maybe we should sort of keep these guys out of the rain, but...
yeah.
So it turns out, he said, assuming these events happen independently, the probability of lotto times another probability of lightning, since there are two people that got hit by lightning, and we get one in 2.6 trillion.
Wow.
He also owns a story about the ticket from earning him 1% or $10,000. So there you go. He's going to go to Cancun as opposed to Disney World. 855-993-7569.
Stay out of the rain, though.
Yeah, don't walk with this guy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.